Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Dustin Croplin of the BSU football team with us. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
200 yards rushing. I'm guessing you'll take that every week, won't you?
I'd like to. I mean, if the offensive lineman though, allows me to have it, it's a great honor. I mean, they performed great, you know, up front. It was just amazing to see us all clicking again and to run the ball, sticking to the basics. I mean, those guys don't get enough credit in the trenches, along with Nate Solers and Brent Konzioka, just doing all the dirty work, opening up the holes for us guys in the backfield.
You look at the stat sheet, 200 yards gained, 0 yards lost. That's not too shabby.
Always been taught to fall forward. I mean, even back from my high school days, my coach has always stressed, don't make one guy tackle you, make them all tackle if you can. So, I mean, it was nice.
What was the big key on the big run that you had? I don't even remember how long it was, 40-some yards.
We ran that play in the previous drives, and it felt weird because it's supposed to be a draw play, and usually draws are towards the inside, and I come back to the sideline. I'm asked Soares, I'm like, what went wrong on that play? He was like, I don't know, let's ask Gordy. And we talked to Coach Gordy Haug, and he's like, no, you guys hit the hole right, you just look for that outside. And we ran it again, and next, you know, we're busting it for a big play and ended up scoring on it, which was great.
Yeah, it kind of had to slow down a little bit halfway down. You were getting a block. I think it was from Cam Abram, if I'm remembering correctly. How much do you need as a running back, especially on those long plays, head on a swivel, all right, where's the next guy, and still trying to find a guy to follow that's blocking for you?
Yes, sir. I mean, Cameron did a great job out there. I mean, we're always taught to climb that ladder, compress the sideline, get to the nearest sideline, because that play, we're blocking everybody back. And so you don't want to cut against the grain. And I tried to set up Cameron, hope for a good block, but if you guys watch, you know, I'm not much of a block setter-upper, or whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, I just look for the nearest guy to hit if there's, you know, no one blocking him.
The level of competition going to rise a little bit this week. St. Cloud is a team that, good athletes. They put up lots of points. I'm sure they're going to be a little upset at how they played a week ago against Duluth. What are you expecting out of them?
We expect a great game. I mean, we're going to come and execute. We're working hard at practice this week. Anticipate, you know, they got great skill guys offensively and defensively, and we're just looking forward to the competition. I mean, we still have a lot to play for. Even if we didn't have a lot to play for, you know, we got our pride. We got our teammates. We got the seniors. Let's send those seniors out with a playoff bid or a bowl bid.
The way that you guys have, the last 2 weeks, made a little progress offensively, especially the two-minute drive against Mary and then the entire game last week, how much can you build off of something like that?
I mean, there's always room for improvement. I mean, you know, we had a great game, but yet there's still things that need to be cleaned up. I mean, you see, like, us running backs, we had a good game, you can say, but there's still little things like cutbacks. You know, we could have seen, you know, seams we could have hit, and we wouldn't have had to make those cutbacks, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to clean up at practice. You know, we're going to be assignment sure, you know, running the ball, and be assignment sure on defense, and be assignment sure on the line, and just play our hearts out Saturday.
Good luck in the game. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.